Now, speaking of politics, the parties of the incoming government coalition may have not got the greenest credentials or aspirations, but on one issue they have earned praise from environment groups after declaring that they will not get rid of existing limits on mining brown coal. Mining unions, however, are up in arms about that stand, Chris Johnstone reports.
Limits on mining brown coal and the deep scars inflicted on the northern Bohemian landscape were imposed by the government in 1991. But calls for them to be abolished have grown stronger over the years as existing reserves have been exhausted. Around 800 million tonnes of highly tempting and valuable brown coal lie beyond the existing limits. So does the 2,000-strong town of Horní Jiřetín, which faced being razed to the ground in the pursuit of that coal. The town became a symbol of resistance to the coal company's lobbying, with many people living there refusing the checks and blandishments of the coal companies, encouraging them to move out. The previous caretaker government of Prime Minister Jan Fischer appeared to be backing coal companies' calls for the limits to go, saying the brown coal was vital for the Czech Republic's long-term energy security. But the three parties seeking to form a future government, the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, have come out for them to stay and have said as much in one of the completed chapters of their joint programme. Jan Rovensky is a Greenpeace campaigner covering energy policy and climate change. He says the party's promise goes much further than just a pledge for the coming four-year election term.
At the current situation, I think we got the best what was possible. It's very important that they promise not only protect the borders of the mining, but they also promise that in the mining law will be removed the paragraph which makes sense for the expropriation because of the mining. So it means that there will be no risk of expropriation of local people in the northern Bohemia. And because there are hundreds of people which are not ready to sell their homes to the mining company, if this happened, I think it's a very good safeguard.
Mr. Rovensky says the decision on mining limits should cut the Czech Republic's carbon footprint and reduce its contribution to global warming as well.
It's not only about expropriation and protection of the environment in northern Bohemia, but it's also about climate protection. If this mine expansion will not happen, it means that we will save 1.3 billion tons of carbon dioxide, which would emit in the case that this coal will be burned. So it's not only about the protection of local people, but also about the climate protection.
But the mining limits decision also has its vocal critics. Mining unions say around 8,000 jobs could be lost in one of the country's worst employment black spots, pushing the local unemployment rate up to 30%. They have called for demonstrations against the decision.
Chris Johnstone there. Turning to the world of art now.